Greetings. Last week I addressed the fact that we are the gate of heaven and the earth. Jacob discovered this truth in his journey of destiny. This is also true for us as leaders. We must lead others into the truth of knowing they are the place of God's presence and purpose in the earth. This lesson given to us through the life of Jacob was a type of all that is real in our destiny in Christ. In order to be the salt that preserves and brings out the true identity of humanity in the world around us, we must know who we are in Christ. In order to be the light that transforms the dark places of the world to know and become the light of Christ, we must know who we are in Christ. Genesis 28, 16 and 17. Then Jacob awoke from his sleep and said, "Surely the Lord is in this place, and I didn't know it." And he was afraid and said, "How awesome is this place! This is none other than the house of God. This is the gate of heaven." Jacob was in awe of the place. How awesome is this place? This is the house of God. This is the gate of heaven. This is the open entrance of heaven to the earth. This is the gate of heaven's influence to the earth. This is how heaven gets into the earth. This is the place where angels go into heaven to get what is needed and come back with heavenly provisions for heavenly purposes upon the earth. Genesis 28, 18 through 22. Then Jacob arose early in the morning and took the stone that he had put up at his head, set it up as a pillar, and poured oil on top of it. And he called the name of the place Bethel. But the name of the city had been Luz previously. And Jacob made a vow, saying, "If God will be with me and keep me in the way that I'm going, and give me bread to eat and clothing to put on, so that I come back to my father's house in peace, the Lord shall be my God, and this stone which I have set up as a pillar shall be God's house. And of all that you give me, I will surely give a tenth to you." Jacob rose up and took the rock and stood it upright. He transformed it from a pillow into a pillar. He poured oil on it. He renamed the place. It was called Luz, meaning isolated or separated place. He renamed it Bethel. Bethel means house of God. The enemy wants you to sleep in the isolated, separated place. He wants you to seek for a place of your own personal comfort. He wants your personal needs to be met. He wants you to feel at rest. He wants you to go to sleep. He wants you to seek out an isolated, separated place, and he wants you to lay down and think about you. He wants you to tuck you in and say, "Sweet dreams, sleep well, good night, see you in your dreams." Something inside of you is calling for you to wake up. The Holy Spirit within you is calling for you to know who you are and to know who we are together as the house of God in the earth. We are the sons and daughters of God. We are members of the body of Christ. We are the place where God's presence and purpose invade the earth with his life and glory. We are the gate of heaven. We are the place of the influence of heaven and the earth called the house of God. We are the church. To be the salt and light of the world, we must know who we are. If we don't know who we are, we will live a lie. We will live to be something we are not. We will be salt that loses its ability to be salt. We will be darkness that merely pretends to be true light. As leaders, we must lead to activate, facilitate, and release each member of the body of Christ to be truly who they are. Food for thought, Ted J. Hansen.